It's a good thing that I found that trunk. I wanted it to store my 78s, but what was hidden in it changed my life. Just when the record company was on us to record originals instead of covers, and the guys all looked to me, and I had nothing. Not a clue about how to write a song, with words at least. I knew a lot of chords and had a million riffs I could pull out, but what to say and how to do it, I was at a loss. So when I found the papers in the bottom of that ancient wooden trunk and read them, that pulled me, all of us, out of the fire. I had questions. That stack had the answers. Old and yellow, maybe, but to me, they were pure gold. And we all got rich, although we all got shafted and split up and most of them went broke, but that was later. While it lasted, there was lots to go around. I never told them where I got the words, and I felt guilty about that. But nowhere on those pages was it written whose words they were. Just poems, you might say, or maybe they'd been music, but not written down anywhere. I put the music on, and we went in and cut them, and the people must have liked it. We got pretty famous for a while there. When reporters used to pester me about the songs, I'd say, shoot, the words all around us in the air. I don't ask questions, I just write them down. And that was fairly true, in fact. Whoever wrote them had some kind of life, if it wasn't just some story. I looked through that stack of pages. It was like he read my mind sometimes. Well, she, you never know. Seemed like I lived those stories, though they weren't in any order. As the years went by, I'd get into some kind of situation, and sure enough, there'd be a page about it. It got so I would wonder which was next and hope that others were a long way off. Now, I'm near the bottom of the stack, and there's only so many ways to read my future in the few that still remain.